This last month or so, we've seen very violent interactions sometimes between law enforcement and citizens of Cape Town who have gone on to occupy, threatened to occupy land that is open. The mayor of Cape Town, Dan Plato, yesterday reflecting on the fact that a project that was about to get underway in Khayelitsha will now have 400 fewer units being made available to families because of such land occupation. There were also regulations that there will be no evictions during the COVID-19 regulations, and we've seen those playing themselves out left, right and center. On Tuesday, the Human Settlements Minister, Minister Lindiwe Sisulu, and the Mayor of Cape Town had a meeting, and they recommitted themselves to a more comprehensive plan to address housing needs in the city. Joining me on the line now is Sbu Zikode, President of Abahlali baseMjondolo. Sbu, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa, and good morning to your listeners. Thank you for inviting us.
Do you have any more detail as to what came out of that meeting between the mayor of Cape Town and the Minister of Human Settlements?
Not really, other than to say that they are hoping to come up with a concrete plan to address the question of housing in Cape Town. However, we must say that we are very disappointed about that meeting because the meeting pretend as if the government doesn't know what went wrong, as if the government is unaware of the question of land in South Africa that remains unresolved. We are very disappointed that one cannot talk about trying to address the question of housing when in fact the biggest challenge and the greatest threat to future stability in this country is the question of land that remains unresolved. Right now, I think everyone is aware that in Cape Town, as much as people are in need of housing, but the reality is that they are even willing to do all they can to build these houses for themselves, as long as they can be given, you know, pieces of land with service signs. That's what is the most critical and urgent for us. You would recall that early this year, there was this expropriation, land expropriation bill that South Africans were expected to submit their recommendations in terms of also amendment of Section 25. We urge that the ad hoc committee on the amendment of Section 25 speed up the process because as long as the question of land remains unresolved, you are highly likely to see land occupations in this country.
Sbu, just to focus the spotlight on Cape Town a bit more, and of course I imagine this is replicated in many other metros and municipalities across the country, but Cape Town's housing shortfall is at over 355,000 at the moment. Hundreds of thousands of people in and around the city are getting increasingly restless, as we see in the often very violent protests as people want to be able to occupy land. Cape Town also is very restricted in terms of what is available land. We have two oceans on two sides of the city, and a lot of people want to get as close to the city as possible. So the idea of going up the West Coast, for example, where you'll have to travel for more than 2 hours to get into any kind of central business district, is not attractive to people who would rather go and live at Imizamo Yetu, for example, in Hout Bay, because they want to be closer to resources. In Hout Bay, there just simply isn't enough land that the city could acquire and then hand over to hundreds of thousands of people for them to build their own structures there.
Yes, no, it is correct that urban land becomes problematic and, of course, shortage. But we still believe that there is enough land for everyone, as long as there would be an opportunity for people to be part of the debate, to engage on this question. So you cannot, therefore, leave them behind and you know, treat this as the, you know, as a problem of the authorities or of the city of Cape Town. If people are directly involved in this discussion, surely there would be solutions as to what needs to be done. But the reality is that as much as there isn't really much land closer to the city, but a lot can be done in terms of making sure that the economic activities that people are really wanting to be closer to cities can still be you know, be around their communities. So the division and then, you know, the special, the continuing of the discrimination in terms of how the whites in Cape Town are, you know, allocated closer to land and black people, given the land that is far away, that on its own becomes a problem. So we were hoping that the
That's a function of history, though, Swoo. I mean, it was the apartheid government and their special planning that ensured that white South Africans were closer to the mountain and the sea, and everybody else was as far away from the city as possible.
Yes, I mean, as long as that is known, it's a known fact. Now, the problem is in 25 years of democracy, why that isn't addressed, why that is not corrected. So that's exactly the problem, to say we know what went wrong, but why are we not, you know, confronting those realities and make sure that everyone is treated equal in terms of benefiting in the history, in the city's work.
Let me ask this question coming in from Pumla, who lives in Mandalay. This is on the WhatsApp. She says to ask you why you're making it impossible for people within the areas to expose to violence. Why do you, you know, what is the benefit to stoning people's cars, tear gassing in those areas when they are not the government? Why you can't handle the raids full of debris, holes, big stones? Basically, this is a resident of Cape Town who is greatly frustrated, understands the plight of homeless people and people without homes or land, but also cannot do anything about it because it's outside of her purview. How do you respond to that, Swoo?
Yeah, well, I think the reality is that, first of all, people are not violent. People are made violent by the authorities. Violence only begins when the law enforcement arrives at the scene. Now, people are running out of patience. It is unfortunate that even that person, none of us would be patient for too long to be landless and homeless. So people are running out of patience. Of course, we are not condoning any violence. Violence is not the solution. However, the level of frustration that people are experiencing, especially in winter time when their homes would be broken down and be rendered homeless. So I don't think that anyone can really live like that. So violence is created, and the impact of that has a far-reaching consequences. As a country right now, we're also facing gender-based violence. And some of that is either the result of such anger that gets created. So none of us really says violence is a way to go.
And yet, Swoo... And yet, I have a nephew who is in school, who I offer to either, you know, take to school in the morning or go and fetch. And last week, not once, but twice, I've been stuck on the N2 because in Muwe, the residents of Khayelitsha, I would imagine, have taken, tires and debris and set, those alight in the middle of the highway in order to cause the kind of frustration that we ended up having to contend with.
Well, this is the question of justice. So if you feel that being blockaded on the road for a couple of hours is unjust, it's equally like leaving people homeless and landless. So justice does not only come when people are angry. People have been living unjust life all of their lives. And of course, the middle class people and the privileged don't care. They only get into the debate once they are delayed on the road. Then it becomes, you know, a question of discussion for the society. But when it goes and people have no land...
Let me come in there again, Swoo. The idea is for you to embark in protests in order to garner the sympathy of the people who are not affected by your plight. And what I'm saying here and what Pumla in Mandalay is saying and many other WhatsApp messages that are coming in now, the citizens of Cape Town are frustrated in the sense that they are being stopped from being able to go and, I mean, jobs are scarce. People are being retrenched left, right and center. So those who are lucky enough to hold on to their jobs want to be able to go on and do that work. Now, I know you're speaking on behalf of Bahlali baseMjondolo and not on behalf of Gatfall Cape Town. Gatfall Cape Town shut down the metro earlier this week, as you know. And frustrating the very people who want to be able to go and earn a meager living in order for them to pay for their child's welfare and schooling. That I think is where the frustration is, where in the protesting, you're no longer gaining sympathy of the very people that you are relying on to fight your cause for you.
Yes, no, you are correct. But what I'm saying, the level of anger and frustration for years, at least this might frustrate you for a week or so, but the people who have been living almost all of their lives frustrated, surely they don't see anything wrong with that, because what is the priority for them is really to get their issues addressed. And we urge all South Africans to be sympathetic, and it shouldn't lead to that situation that you are describing now. It shouldn't.
We'll leave it there, Sibu. Thank you very much for your time. It's always a pleasure chatting to you. Sibu Zikode is the president of Bahlali baseMjondolo. The mayor, Dan Plato, commenting on the meeting, said she did, the minister of human settlements, Lindiwe Sisulu, say that national government was completely against land grabs. That was a plus, and we're very pleased with the fact that she said that openly, the mayor said. The mayor said that the meeting was fruitful overall and allowed his team to highlight some of the major underlying housing issues that need to be focused on in the city of Cape Town.